Hey everyone, buckle up because today's deep dive is all about speed. We're talking market movers, the companies making headlines, and why you should care. Imagine you're walking into a room full of investors. You gotta sound like you know what's up right now. Well, that's what we're here for. And to help us break it all down, I've got our market expert with us.
Hey, always good to be here, especially when the market's buzzing like this. Yeah. We've got some serious players to unpack today.
Absolutely. And we're diving right in with two giants everyone knows, AT&T and Verizon. Now, AT&T made a big move last year, spinning off Warner Media. You don't see companies shaking things up like that every day.
Nope. This was a classic streamlining play. See, by shedding Warner Media, they get to laser focus on their core telecom business, especially with 5G heating up. Plus, let's not forget about that mountain of debt they offloaded with the spinoff. That gives them a lot more wiggle room for investments and, you know, keeps those dividends flowing to investors.
Music to any investor's ears, right? Now, Verizon, on the other hand, seems to be all in on that 5G future. They're spending like crazy to expand their network. But what really caught my eye is their partnership with, get this, Amazon Web Services.
Now that's the real headline here. 5G isn't just about faster downloads, right? It's about who controls the infrastructure, the backbone of the future. This partnership, it's a sign that Verizon and Amazon, they're teaming up to dominate the data centers and cloud computing that'll power, well, everything. Your smart fridge, self-driving cars, you name it. It makes you think, who are you going to trust more with your data? Your phone company or, well, Amazon?
That's a question for the ages, isn't it? Speaking of giants, let's switch gears to healthcare. Pfizer, they're the big dog, and they're not just the vaccine company anymore. They've got a whole pipeline of new drugs and treatments in the works.
Yeah, and they're not just building from within. Pfizer's been on a bit of a shopping spree lately, gobbling up smaller biotech firms with promising tech. That's key in pharma, you see. Blockbuster drugs, they eventually lose patent protection, the dreaded patent cliff. And then what happens? Generic competition floods the market, eats into their profits. So Pfizer, they're playing chess, staying a step ahead to keep that revenue stream flowing.
It's like a high-stakes game of survival, isn't it? Anticipate or be left behind.
And speaking of strategic moves, the world of fintech is where it's at right now, with SoFi making a splash. Yeah. Their goal, to be the one-stop shop for all your financial needs. Ambitious.
Totally. And their acquisition of a national bank charter, that's a game changer. Now, they can accept deposits, offer loans directly, putting them head-to-head with traditional banks. But there's a catch, of course. More power, more scrutiny. They're playing by a whole new set of rules now, and it remains to be seen how that will impact their growth. High risk, high reward. Right, it's a tale as old as time. But while SoFi's playing the long game, let's not forget the company that reminded everyone just how wild the market can get. Robinhood. GameStop, anyone.
Ah, yes, the meme stock madness.
Mm.
Robinhood was right in the thick of it. And while they've been trying to distance themselves from that image, present themselves as more, well, grown up, it's a stark reminder that market sentiment can flip on a dime. What works today might be tomorrow's cautionary tale, and that applies to any industry, really.
And that brings us to another sector that's always full of surprises, tech. We've got a lineup of heavy hitters today, but let's start with a company that's been quietly killing it. Supermicro Computer, SMCI, for the ticker tape fans out there.
Interesting choice. They're kind of a case study in, well, riding the wave.
How so?
Well, SMCI, they've seen explosive growth recently. Why? Data centers. Everyone wants in on that action. And the hardware that powers AI, that's their bread and butter.
Right, but waves can crash, right? What happens if that growth slows down, or who knows, some new tech comes along?
$1 million question. Can they keep the momentum going? Adapt as the tech world changes, because it changes fast. The companies that thrive, they don't just react. They see what's coming next.
Speaking of seeing what's next, no tech conversation would be complete without, you guessed it, Amazon. They're everywhere. Healthcare, groceries delivered to your doorstep, even drones dropping packages.
Talk about relentless expansion, right?
Yeah.
Amazon gets it. They understand they have to innovate, even if it means shaking up industries that have nothing to do with selling books online, which, let's be honest, feels like a lifetime ago.
It does. But even giants have their weaknesses, don't they?
Of course. Amazon might seem untouchable, but they're facing more and more scrutiny. Labor practices, antitrust concerns, you know, when you're that big, the spotlight gets hot.
True that. Now let's talk about another power move in the tech world. Broadcom's trying to buy VMware. That's a merger with some serious implications.
Huge implications. This isn't just about software. It's about controlling the infrastructure of, well, everything digital. VMware's tech, It's essential for cloud computing. And Broadcom, they see a chance to dominate that space. Risky move, but if it works, could be a game changer for the whole industry.
Talk about high stakes. And speaking of tech giants making bold moves, we can't forget Microsoft. They've reinvented themselves, what, like a dozen times? Now they're all in on cloud services, gaming, even bought Activision Blizzard. Remember that?
Microsoft's like the comeback kid of tech.
Yeah.
They just adapt, embrace the new thing, went from, what, operating systems to cloud computing like it was nothing?
It's impressive. And speaking of companies shaking things up, AMD's been giving Intel a run for its money in the chip market.
AMD's playing smart. That acquisition of Xilinx, brilliant move. Give them a real edge in adaptive computing. And that's key for data centers, AI, all that cutting edge stuff.
So it's not just about chips. It's about the future of computing power. AMD's making it clear they're not here to play games. They want to lead.
Exactly. And that ambition, that's what makes them dangerous to the old guard. They're hungry.
It's kind of wild, right? These companies, they're like sharks circling each other, always looking for an edge. And the stakes, billions and billions of dollars.
That's what makes the market so fascinating, though, isn't it? It's all about adapting, innovating, staying one step ahead. The companies that win, they're the ones who see the changes coming, whether it's like a brand new technology or a shift in how people are living their lives, or even, you know, the government decides to change the rules.
It's not enough to just react anymore. You got to be proactive. And that's what we've been seeing this whole deep dive. AT&T ditching Warner Media to go all in on 5G, Pfizer buying up companies to stay ahead of those patent cliffs, Microsoft basically becoming a whole new company with cloud computing.
Exactly. And the big takeaway here is that it's not just about the companies themselves, right? We all got to keep up. As investors, sure, but even just as regular people, what worked yesterday might not work tomorrow. The only thing that's constant is change. And that's, well, that's a little bit exciting, isn't it?
I guess it keeps things interesting. But this deep dive has given us a lot to think about, that's for sure. Before we wrap up, though, anything that really stood out to you today? Any particular company or trend that's got you, like, really paying attention?
You know, the thing that keeps coming back to me is how everything's connected now. We talked about phones, healthcare, tech, even finance, but those lines, they're getting blurrier every day. The companies that really succeed, they're the ones who get that, the ones who figure out how to be in all those worlds at once.
It's not enough to be the biggest fish in one pond anymore. Makes you think. Well, on that note, we'll leave you with this. As you go about your day, pay attention. The companies you see, the stuff you use, even just the news headlines. What's changing? What little things might be a sign of the next big thing? You never know. The answers might be right in front of you. And be sure to let us know what you're seeing. Hit us up on social media. Use hashtag Deep Dive Market Movers. We love hearing your thoughts. Until next time, stay curious out there and happy investing.